Star 94.1, and we welcome Vicky Winans. Vicky, how are you?
Hey, sweetheart.
Hey, Vicky, you are the hardest working woman.
Tightest woman. I'm so tired. Oh, my God. Oh, but it's man. All good.
Hey, congratulations first for that great album you had. I mean, and, you know, your new album with Verdi.
Yeah.
Okay, and now you have your second project with Verdi Records, Woman to Woman. This is going to be a double album?
It's double CD, 33 tracks.
Wow.
Yes.
Vicky, I know you're tired.
Brother, you don't even want to know how tired I am.
Tell us about this project. Let's talk about some songs first. Tell us about Wait on Jesus, Waiting on Jesus.
Oh, my God. That's my song right there. I love Waiting on Jesus.
Wow.
Waiting on Jesus is kind of like a quartetty kind of song, like mm-hmm. As Long As I Got King Jesus.
Right, that's what I thought about when I heard it.
Oh, my God. And singing it is better. Woo, I have such a ball. I'm waiting on. Woo!
I heard it. Now, Rainbow, that's you kind of slow the pace down a little bit on that?
Yeah, but the rainbow tells me that my storm has passed.
Wow.
That's you know what? The rainbow was the covenant that God made between Noah and himself. That kind of storm wasn't going to happen no more.
Right.
So after a storm like some of the storms we go through, Lord, take me up high so I can see a rainbow so I don't have to go through this one no more. That song, I sang that song at MegaFest, and Bishop Jakes them called and asked me if they could use the song for pay-per-view.
Wow.
These are the kind of songs the Lord has given us. Out of 33 tracks, there is not one dull track. Every single track has orchestration, a live orchestra, and the whole nine yards.
How did you enjoy MegaFest?
It was off of the hook.
Wow.
Bishop Jakes is incredible. I don't know what else to tell you. He's an incredible man. He is just a blessing to have, you know, because it's so hard for us sometimes to bring things together as African Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And when somebody can do that and bring it together and everybody just have such a wonderful time and it's so uplifting and spiritual, it's a blessing. And his preaching, God, I don't even want to start talking about that. People were just screaming and crying and being delivered and blessed. MegaFest was off the hook.
How about Madly in Love, the song Madly in Love?
Oh, Lord, you are my everything. You are the first one. I think of it. You got it? Have you heard it?
Yeah.
Is it hot?
It's hot.
We're going to release that as a single along with a song called Falling in Love. That's a prelude to it. And then also The Rainbow and then Waiting on Jesus. Those are the three I'm going to shoot videos on.
Oh, man. How do you like doing videos? You do some awesome videos, too. And I know Daryl
Lasser. Yeah.
I love your videos. How do you like doing them?
Oh, I love them. I love them. You know me. I'm just going. You know, I get up and say, tomorrow morning we shooting a video. Because I just love doing videos. And I think that, you know what? Jesus did an excellent thing for us, and we should do excellence for him.
Yes.
Everything that we do in gospel. Because right now, to be honest with you, they treat gospel music like we just the last music ever. And that is not the way it should be. And the more we keep chipping away at it, the more we get noticed. And I just want to do my little part. That's why I started that I Am One of the Million campaign. We need to sell millions, too. I mean, what's the difference between us selling millions? I mean, you know, everybody got their talent from God. And he should be sent out there first. We should be the number one music in this country.
What made you think about that idea? Great idea, that million campaign
Yes. That
you're doing. What made you think about doing that, Vicky?
Because we need to come from the back and be in the front. And that's how people, you know, I told somebody the other day in concert, I told them, I said, you know what, you can get on CNN. You know, you can get on CNN, but you got to either do something dumb or something great. And since I'm not into doing dumb stuff, I'm going to do something great. How about that?
Hey, that sounds
And if, anytime gospel music can come out, you know, even if the CD doesn't sell a million the first week, I'm going to sell a million. And I'm not going to stop until I do. And because I want everybody to know that gospel music is the music that, you know, I looked at TV last night and it was to tears. The fighting and the wars and you know, pain doesn't come in a race. Pain and hurt doesn't come in gender.
That's true.
Pain and hurt just comes. Tears flow off of every face and out of every slanted eye, every green eye, blue eye, black eye. Pain hurts. And I got songs on here for people that hurt. I got songs on here for sisters. I got songs for friends. I got songs for people that somebody have passed away. There's songs of uplifting. We can dance. There's a song on there for people that have had cancer, that's going through chemo and things, because I have a friend that I have a song on here that called Dance With Me. And I just said, girl, leave your cares behind and come on, just dance with me for right now. Vicky, you know what I'm saying? There's just songs in there for everybody.
Let me ask you this. How do you stay grounded? Because you may not have known this, and I don't think you knew this. A few years ago, I was at the Stellar Awards, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, in Atlanta, and I don't think you were, you're usually emceeing it or something, but this time, you know, I think you were just sitting back. You didn't have anything to do with it this time, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I happened to pass you in a hallway, and there was an elderly lady sitting down. And you stopped, you know, out of your busy schedule, and you talked to her, and just listening, you made her feel like maybe she was the greatest person in the world. And I have never forgotten that. And I've told everybody that I meet, I tell them, it was awesome what Vicky Winans did.
Wow.
How do you stay grounded like that?
Because if I was sitting in that wheelchair, if I was an elderly lady, I would want somebody to do that to me. And you do people how you want to be treated. And first of all, let's just say this. I don't understand who people are serving when they can't be as humble as Jesus was. Or then what are we trying to do? We are Christ-like people, supposedly. Christ came down here. They was pushing him around. He was so common.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who are we representing? I mean, some of us are so huge, we so great and grand, we on top of Jesus, patting him on the head. You doing a good job, Jesus. You want what? I don't quite get that. So we need to be down to earth. Come on back, because you're going to wind up being at the crib. You're nobody going to want to hear you.
Hey.
You're too great and you're too grand. And don't nobody like that ugly attitude and stinks in the nostrils of God. And God in heaven knows people that have to buy your CDs don't like you when you do that. I hear it way too much.
Another thing, Vicky, BET came to your house,
mm-hmm.
right? And I think it was awesome the way you showed your house off, because so many times when they do something, they do it maybe on a rapper or a mainstream artist, and we never think of the success of a gospel artist. Why is it that we don't look at a gospel artist as being successful when they are?
We are, because you know what? First of all, let me just go straight to this one scripture. The Bible says, when you pay your tithe and give your offerings, he will open up the window of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you won't have room enough to receive. That's number one.
Malachi.
Then he'll turn around and rebuke the devourer for your sake. That's number one. Number two, it also says, give, and it shall be given unto you in good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and run. I love to give. I ain't living unless I'm giving, and I love it. I mean, I'll go down homeless street row, throw out a few $100 bills, and just be just as happy and satisfied. The homeless people can take off work when I do take off when I get through with them.
You are a blessing, Vicky.
I love it. Love it.
How about Coconut?
Coconut's in the studio doing his new CD. It's going to be out in December.
Are you proud of Coconut?
What? Yes, I got but the two boys. Yes, I'm proud of him. I'm proud of him. I'm proud of Mario. I'm just proud.
Where does all his talent come from?
Well, you know what? Marvin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Coconut is Marvin and my son.
Mm-hmm.
Mario is from my first marriage and me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, so most of his talent came from me, where I used to play the drums when I was little, so he's a phenomenal drummer. And then Coconut, he can't help but be but Jesus. Oh, Marvin Winans' son and my son is, Lord, have mercy. He is inundated with it. He's just talented.
Yeah.
But both of the boys are very talented, and they're just great writers and producers, and the Lord bless them. He just said, pat it out, give it to him. He gave it to him.
Finally, where would you like to see your project go?
Oh, my God. I want it to get so huge until I can take Jesus and put him where he's already there. But I just, you know, you could be standing at somebody's door, but if you never knock, they won't know you're there.
Wow.
He's already everywhere. But I want the opportunity to get the door open so that Steven Spielberg and Celine Dion, those are my favorite two people.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be in one of Steven's movies or be able to get a chance to sing a gospel duet with Celine Dion to further out the gospel so that I can have a platform set so that I can let people know what's the answer to the problems in war? What's the answer to all the answers? What, Jesus is the only answer. And we need to look to him. And a lot of times we don't get a chance to get the opportunity to see these kinds of people because they say we don't sell enough records to make enough noise. So I just want to sell enough records to make enough noise. People should go to, on August the 8th, I want everybody in the stores, please go buy the CD. And if I could give them away and still get the scans and afford it, I would do it because I just want everybody to do it because we need to take gospel music to where it's supposed to go. So if you do your part to help me and everybody do their part to help me so that we can get a million sales so that I can say, we gospel music sold a million. Okay, let's go to CNN and everywhere to make this the best music. Not just me, but when everybody else has come out, let's do them too. I'm at the store when everybody's CD come out. Go get me some copies.
Hey, Vicky, we appreciate it, and we thank you very, very much.
And thank you, sweetie.
Okay, may God continue to bless you.
God bless.
Vicky Winans on Star 94.1.